This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, Word Nerds. Welcome to this episode of the podcast. Because I looked the last episode, as I stutter and stutter, the last episode was a little bit on the short end. I probably could have done one or two more, but I didn't. So this one might be a little bit on the longer end. First is askance. No, askance. A-S-K-A-N-C-E. Could also be askant. So instead of the C-E, it would be a T. This is an adverb from circa 1531, with a side glance. Synonym is obliquely. Number two, with disapproval or distrust. Synonym is scornfully, as in they eyed the stranger askant or askance. I kind of like askant in that one. It tells me that the origin is unknown. Fancy that. Now we have askesis, A-S-K-E-S-I-S, and it is a variation of askesis or ascesis with a C instead of a K, which we read before. Next we have askew, adverb or adjective from 1567, out of line. Synonym is awry, as in the picture hung askew. Askewness is a noun. This is probably from adding the first form of the letter A, which I guess would just be at the very beginning of the dictionary. I don't know what the definition of that is, plus the word skew, S-K-E-U-W, I should have said. In this case, is it when you add the A to the beginning, it becomes the opposite? Does skew mean like in line? Because this is out of line. I don't know. I haven't really heard the word skew used in that way, but maybe it is. Next, we have asking price. Two separate words. This is a noun from 1755. The price at which something is offered for sale. Next, we have ASL, all caps. This is an abbreviation for American Sign Language. Something that I took a class in high school. I really only remember the alphabet and maybe a couple of words like yes and no. But my sister is a sign language interpreter, so she knows it very well. Next, we have aslant. So similar to askance or askant, but it is aslant. This is the first form. It is an adverb or adjective from the 14th century. In a slanting direction, synonym is obliquely. Now, the second form of a slant, it is a preposition from 1596, over or across in a slanting direction. Next is asleep, first form of two. It's an adjective from the 13th century. One, being in a state of sleep. Number two, synonym is dead. Three, lacking sensation. Synonym is numb, N-U-M-B. 4A, the synonym is inactive or dormant. 4B, not alert. Synonym is indifferent. Now the second form of asleep, it is an adverb from the 13th century. 1, into a state of sleep. Number 2, into the sleep of death. Well, that took a turn. Number 3, into a state of inactivity, sluggishness, or indifference. Next, we have as long as. This is a conjunction from the 15th century. 1, provided that. That is the whole definition. As in, can do as they like as long as they have a B average. You're giving them a lot of leeway. Number two, synonyms are in as much as. That's the first synonym. And the second synonym is since. As in, as long as you're going. Let me try that one again. As long as you're going, I'll go too. Yay, we can have a road trip. Next, we have a slope. This is an adjective or adverb from the 14th century. Being in a sloping or slanting position or direction. Next, we have asocial. This is an adjective from 1883. Not social, as a, rejecting or lacking the capacity for social interaction. Or b, the synonym antisocial or antisocial. This gets into, you know, introvert, extrovert, that whole thing. I think about this a fair amount. I might actually hold this little conversation for another word, which is not too far from here. But yeah, the whole idea of your sociality, if that's even a word, how social you like to be in communication with people is definitely a spectrum. And I find that really interesting. And I'm really curious, I think, to learn more about that spectrum. Okay, we are going to move on to, where were we? As of is a preposition from 1900. We have synonyms on, at, or from. And this is used to indicate a time or date at which something begins or ends, as in, takes effect as of July 1st. Now we have the word asp, A-S-P. This is the first form. It is a noun from before the 12th century. And we just have the synonym aspen. Second form of asp, this is a noun from the 14th century, a small venomous snake of Egypt, usually held to be a cobra. And the scientific name is Naja Haje, but I don't know if you say the J, so is it Naha Haje? No, that can't be. Naha Haje? No way. It's got to be Naja Haje, something like that. I could find a good picture of an asp to put on Instagram, but I think I can find one other ones as well. Next, we have asparagine. Asparagine? I think that's how it's pronounced. Or it could also be asparagine. Asparagine. This is a noun from 1813. A non-essential amino acid that is an amide of aspartic acid. And the chemical numbers and letters is C4H8N2O3. What's the proper term for that? Can any of you science chemistry people tell me, what would I call that thing? It's not a formula. It's not a scientific name or a scientific word or phrase. There's a name for that. It's a chemical compound name, something. Okay. Next we have asparagus, something else I could put on Instagram. This is a noun from 1545. Any of a genus of old world perennial plants of the lily family, having much branched stems, minute scale-like leaves, and narrow, usually filiform branchlets that function as leaves, especially one widely cultivated for its edible young shoots. All right, let's go back. The scientific name for the genus is just asparagus. Or is it pronounced asparagus? And what else? So the one at the end, widely cultivated for its edible young shoots. The scientific name for that is asparagus or asparagus officinalis. Or officinalis. I think that is close. And the etymology says, this is... Well, the Latin word is asparagus, which means the asparagus plant, and that is from the Greek asparagos, which is perhaps akin to the Greek spargan, which means to swell. I don't know how those are akin, but maybe they are. And I heard recently that when you're growing asparagus, you have to cut them at the right time because otherwise the shoots, well, you know, for eating purposes, because otherwise the shoots, I think, will then branch off to create new shoots and maybe it gets complicated. So you got to cut them down while they're in their prime. Next, we have aspartame, A-S-P-A-R-T-A-M-E. This is one of those that I feel like a more recent version of the dictionary might have a slightly more updated definition, although not necessarily. This is a noun from 1972, a crystalline compound, C14H18N2O5, that is a diamide synthesized from phenylalanine, I think I said that right, and aspartic acid, and that is used as a low-calorie sweetener. All I'm going to say is this stuff is bad, and you should really try not to ingest anything that has this. I think the most common one or the most well-known one is Diet Coke. Avoid this stuff as much as you possibly can because it will wreak havoc on your body. That's from what I've heard. Next, we have aspartate. I want to say aspartate, but I think it's aspartate. Just like the next one is aspartic, this one is aspartate. This is a noun from 1863, a salt or ester of aspartic acid. And aspartic acid is next. It is a noun from 1863, a crystalline amino acid found especially in plants. And the chemical compound is C4H7NO4. The etymology says, I think it says it's an irregular form from the Latin asparagus or asparagus. And so obviously asparagus is a plant and aspartic acid is found especially in plants. So that makes sense. But I'm curious, you know, why are those two related more than others? Why did they get aspartic acid from the word asparagus and not from something else? Do you have the answers? Probably not. Next, we have ASPCA, all caps. This is an abbreviation for American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. I love you people. I respect you people. I hope that you're not doing bad things behind the scenes like some other animal welfare places do. So, you know, don't do that, please. I think one of the earliest times I heard the word ASPCA or that abbreviation was in a song called They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha Ha. And maybe I'll see if I can find a clip of that and put it in here.
Well, you just wait. They'll find you yet. And when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt.
Last word for this episode is a long one. It is aspect, A-S-P-E-C-T. This is a noun from the 14th century. 1a, the position of planets or stars with respect to one another held by astrologers to influence human affairs. Also, the apparent position as conjunction of a body in the solar system with respect to the sun. 1b, a position facing a particular direction. Synonym is exposure, as in, the house has a southern aspect. I don't know if I've ever heard it used in these terms. 1c, the manner of presentation of a plane to a fluid through which it is moving or to a current. 2a1, appearance to the eye or mind. 2a2, a particular appearance of the face. And the synonym is mien, M-I-E-N. A word I don't think I'm familiar with. 2B, you know, you get a really good idea for where my brain is by saying, I don't know this word, or I've never heard it used this way. A lot of times those might actually not be true. Not that I'm knowingly lying to you, but I probably have heard these things and I just don't remember because my memory is kind of bad. All right, 2B, a particular state or phase in which something appears or may be regarded, as in studied every aspect of the question. Number 3 is archaic, an act of looking. Synonym is gaze. 4a, the nature of the action of a verb as to its beginning, duration, completion, or repetition, and without reference to its position in time. 4b, a set of inflected verb forms. Let me try that one again. A set of inflected verb forms that indicate aspect. And aspectual is an adjective. And now comes the time that I have to pick a word of the episode. We had a lot of good ones in this one. A lot of things that I had to talk about. Why is this so hard sometimes? The ones that are jumping out at me are asparagus, which I could just do on Instagram. Asp, I could do on Instagram. ASPCA. I mean, I love the fact that they are against the prevention of cruelty to animals, so I think I'm just going to go ahead and have to pick that one because I agree with what they're doing. But again, I want to say that I really hope they don't do anything. Like, I've heard stories of how PETA will euthanize dogs or whatever. I don't doubt that it's true, honestly. I mean, I understand logistically and financially why organizations will do these things, but I don't agree with it, and I am torn on supporting them or not. But in general, I want to avoid any sort of cruelty to animals. So that is going to be it for this episode. This episode was like almost twice as long as the last one. So you never know what you're going to get when you're listening to the dictionary. That is it. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.